upper 40s.
W4DJW, mobile.
AW, W4CTW. What's up today, Dave?
I guess it is still morning, right?
Yeah.
I'm just headed up to Caesar's Head. Back up to the tower site again. What you up to today?
I've left the office. I'm in the truck headed over to, right over near the hospital, actually, to go look at a job.
You're getting to enjoy some sunshine while you're working, huh? That's a good thing.
I get to get out of the office sometimes when I go look at projects or go to job sites, which I enjoy. Well, at least I enjoy it on days like this. When it's pouring down rain, it's not quite so fun.
I've been working at Michelin. I'd have to go back and forth from US 1 to US 3. That's Donaldson Center to Spartanburg every now and then to watch a program run on a vertical lathe to make sure it's going to do okay before they put the parts on the lathe. And that was kind of nice. You know, you get out, you breathe some fresh air. It's like normally you go in there and it's just starting to get daylight or it's still dark. And then you're getting out of there and it's dark or it's just starting to get dark. And you miss the whole day. But on days you get to get out and drive, you get to be more human-like.
It always works out. Usually when I have a lot of work piled up in the office is when everybody wants me to go be out on the road looking at stuff. It's never when I'm slow and I'm bored and I need to get out that they come up with jobs for me to go look at. It's funny how that works.
So scouting out new material is putting you behind when you're already, putting you further behind when you're already behind.
How it goes, I think it's just the nature of the business, though. Construction is feast or famine, I've found. It's the way it's always been.
Famine right now. No, feast right now, right?
Now is the first kind of downtime we've had in probably over a year. We were struggling to keep up the entirety of last year, and we've just now finished some stuff up and kind of getting a little bit of a break in between jobs. We have other stuff starting, but it's probably going to be another 4 to 6 weeks before it really gets going. So this is actually kind of the slow time, first one we've had in a while.
Like banking. When I was in banking, it was end of the fiscal year was end of March. And everything started, there's no money for any project or anything towards the end of the fiscal year. But boy, when the money came out at the beginning of the next quarter, Katie Balsdor, everybody's begging for all your resources.
Our fiscal year ends the end of February, you know, New Year starts in March, so we're kind of in the same boat. I'm kind of predicting, we've got some stuff going on right now, and I've got several other things slated, and with the schedules that I'm seeing, it's probably going to be like end of April, 1st of May, when everything just kind of goes crazy.
We have a little bit of downtime anyway. That's good for you to be able to get out, breathe some fresh air, realize that I'm still human, I'm not machine. I know I liked it when that happened. And then I went into contracting. After I left Michelin, I went into contracting, and it was wide open all the time until the music stopped playing at the end of the dot-com period. When the music stopped playing, I found a chair to sit down in at Bank of America. And then things got into more of a normal routine.
Right. So what are you guys planning on doing up at the repeater site today? Just going to secure that antenna a little bit better?
Up there today just to talk to the tower guy at YFS, see if we can get our foot in the door on the inside instead of the hut being on the outside. Oh boy, the road stopped on 290 north. I guess they're working on potholes again. But yeah, just going up there to see if they got any space for us on the inside of the building instead of in the hut. When we're in the hut and you have to go up there and work on the repeater, you got to bring a whisk broom to whisk away the mouse pellets. So it sure would be nice to be on the inside.
Well, hopefully the conversation is productive and they might let us come in out of the cold a little bit and live the high life indoors.
Not if they said yes. It'd take us a little while to get moved in there. So it wouldn't be immediate, but you know, it's nice to know that we've got progress in that direction. If the answer is no, then we've got some work to do on the hut, because the hut down toward where it meets the ground needs a lot of attention. And it'd be nice to get indoors before we do that, but we'll probably keep it for storage and have to do that anyway, you know, to keep all our LMR 600 and stuff like that stored away in there. So, you know, I think we're going to have to work on the hut one way or another, either way it goes.
You see some stuff at the hut and what you need as far as materials are concerned. There's not as much scrap anymore as there used to be with how expensive things have gotten, but I do still see sections of plywood and 2x4 and other stuff like that thrown out on job sites pretty often. I might scrounge some stuff up.
We talked about how we're going to fix it, and Johnny says just take it off of the slab, cut a foot off of the bottom, and build a new foot, and use some pressure-treated wood for the foot to sit on. So that's probably what we'll wind up doing, but not until we can secure our stuff inside. It's been that way for about 3 or 4 years, and we're still working through it. So it should continue to last until we get moved indoors, if they let us. And if not, then we'll probably build a new hut and take it up there. I don't know. Anyway, I was cruising through all of the – I found the backups to a website that we had about, 12, 15 years ago. And it had field day photos from 2001 through 2011. And still trying to figure out how we want to integrate that with our new website, because that's some good memories that a lot of people will appreciate if we can get them back out there somehow.
W Friday. Yeah, we can, I mean, we can put them, like, on the photos page. We can organize it in whatever order we want further down. The older they are, kind of further down, so you're going back in time as you scroll. And if you get a chance when you're on the computer, if you want to send me over the Winterfield Day photos or a link to them, I can put those up on the website. I don't have any access to those right now.
I need to figure out a path that I can do that, get those to you. And you'll probably want to. Those are like 4K photos. They're huge. That's a half a gigabyte for what we went through that night. So it's probably okay to reduce the size on them a little bit, and still on most monitors still have the as good a quality. Without hurting the quality, you can probably reduce them significantly. Or I can try to do that. But then I'll try to find. So these others are, they're integrated with site with a site with an old, the old website. I got to find a way to extract them so that the extraction, the results of the extractions look meaningful. If we've got, is that Google Drive? Is that something I can write to, the one that you were telling me about?
You can either use Drive, or when you log into the Google account, there's actually Google Photos as well. You might want to upload them to that, because when you do, you can tell it whether to do full-size resolution or to scale down the resolution to something that's more appropriate for the web, and that'll save you having to manually scale them down if you just upload them to the Google Photos account that I set up.
I'm with that. I might be reaching out to you. There's no big hurry. We haven't had them for quite a while, so there's no doesn't have to be done anytime soon. But I'll try to figure out a way to extract them from the old one. And then this past winter field day, I'll probably learn how to do it on that batch. But I might have to reach out to you to get paths and stuff like that again if I can't find the old path. Or I think if you're logged into Chrome with your Gmail account, then it just takes you right in, right?
To any Google account with that, you know, that's tied to that Farrar's Gmail account I gave you. If you're logged into Chrome or anywhere with that, you have access to all the different Google products, whether that's Drive, Gmail, Photos, Calendar, all that stuff.
This year is the first year I started with the NetControl operators from Outlook Calendar to Google Calendar. So I have a Google Calendar. Probably be better to move that over there too, so everybody, you can just see it when you're browsing the, so that everybody has access to viewing it, so they know which net controller is calling the net on which night. It's not a mystery. I mean, the ones that are there every single night, it is never a mystery, but the ones that share nights, sometimes it's a mystery for people to know. And sometimes I have to pull up the software to see who's calling, because I can't remember.
Move that over and integrate. integrate that. Right now, I just have a generic note on, you know, 9 p.m. every night for the net. It doesn't have net controller on there, but we could definitely set that up if you want to put those two together.
I do, yeah. As well, to see what way, what would be the best way of integrating that with what we've got, because it does, it's pretty accurate. I got a few routines to figure it out who's going to be calling it on what night, and it's kind of, it's accurate enough, at least for this year or next year, so I'll try to get that to you. Are you downtown Greenville, because you started getting scratchy there a little bit, that last transmission?
Yeah, I'm just passing over Howell Road right now over here near the Haywood Mall, so I'm probably a little bit on the backside of Paris.
Attending with both Paris Mountain and Roper Mountain in that area. I was over there the other day, and I was talking to somebody else that was over there in that area. We just gave up. As they continue with two mountains, you're back behind two mountains over there in that area, or you can be when you get over toward Woodruff Road. Anyway, I'll let you go. Good talking to you today. Enjoy your ride. W4CTW, W4DJW Mobile.
I'll probably talk to you later. W4CTW, I'll be clear.